like to welcome you to the House Majority Coalition press availability. Our purpose here this morning.
Juneau Superintendent Mark Miller is sitting at his computer, ready to watch the House Majority Coalition explain why representatives pushed a hurried budget through the House right before the end of the first special session. The bill would have given K-12 schools the same $5,930 per student that they got last year, before Governor Bill Walker's summer vetoes, and it increased money for student transportation a bit. Miller liked that.
We've been planning all the time that we were going to get full funding or flat funding of education, and so we built our budget around that assumption.
But the House's budget didn't have the Senate's support. Now they're back to square one deciding a budget. Unlike the House, the Senate tried to cut funding for Alaska schools by a little less than 6%.
You know, we make our best guess. We trust the legislature will do the right thing, and then we don't get a lot of sleep until it's all put to bed.
If the House plan for education passes, Miller says Juneau schools will be in the same boat as last school year.
We're not going to be able to add much, of course, because we don't have any more money.
Given Alaska's money problems, he calls that a good deal. The cuts from the Senate would be much harder on the district.
It will change our bottom line, and if it cuts too deep and we find out that our ending fund balance is going to be in the red, which it can't be, then we will have to take actions to stem that.
Miller isn't sure what those actions would be. He says the district has money left over from this last school year that can absorb a 1 to 2% cut, like a buffer. After that, cutting staff is his last option.
9 out of 10 of our dollars are spent on people. And so if you have to really change your bottom line, the only way you can do that is by having less people. There's no other way.
Miller can't lay off teachers because they've already been offered contracts. So if the full Senate cut passes, he might have to try a combination of laying off about 20 non-faculty and leaving roughly 20 teaching positions unfilled. That means Juneau kids would most likely have larger class sizes,
which means less individual attention and less differentiation.
Limiting class sizes was listed as a top priority by parents earlier this year. Miller also doubts the district would be able to pay for a planned shift to online paperless classrooms. This is the third year in a row that the legislature has left schools waiting for a budget in the middle of June. Miller says each time he and his staff have had to fly blind, and it doesn't get any easier. They started putting the district's $87 million budget together back in January, and they sent it to the Juneau Borough in March for approval. Miller says he can't wait until July to know if he has the money to pay for that budget.
The ship has sailed. I mean, to use the metaphor, the horse is out of the barn. All of my teachers have already been given contracts. We've set the budget for next year. This is not the time that we can go back to the drawing board and rework budgets.
The legislature has until July 1st to pass a budget or the state government will shut down. Miller will keep waiting, and he says he's hoping for the best. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.